Well, you know, while we're
Kit Carson was another basketball player.
Kit Carson?
Yeah, well, that's what we called him. His name was Carson. I think the nickname was Kit. They had good basketball teams, and they were well attended. They were fun. Norm Eiler was another basketball player. He was good. All three of those guys were good. Good basketball players. They'd win the conference. And the conference then is bigger than it is now. You know, now they've split it up. The Southern Conference used to have them all in it. It was a big conference. Well, we about talked enough, haven't we?
Well, no, we're not quite done yet. Now, one thing I'd like to ask you about, you were there at a time that was an extremely, not only were you there during the end of the Depression, but you had World War II coming over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Was there a sense of that while you were there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tell me about that.
Well, you knew you were going, I knew I was going to go in the Army. There was no question about it. I went to Fort Bliss and ended up in Burma with a mule. I was with the last cavalry unit, and they didn't. It was nothing glamorous about sending you on a horse, you know. You left your horse behind. We had mules. We'd hang onto their tail going up the hill, and they'd carry all of our equipment, including their own feed and all the everything. Ammunition, guns, and everything else. Cannon.
So before you left, what was the mood on campus as events were unfolding out there in the world? Did you have a sense of what was going on in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, you certainly knew that we were preparing for war. You know, they really weren't prepared. Even in the beginning, they'd give you, I wasn't one of those, but they say they'd have wooden guns and things like that. We weren't prepared for World War II. I sometimes wonder whether we're going to be prepared for World War III, but no, there was a sense that we knew we were going. We thought maybe, you know, that we'd go and, like most wars, you thought you would go and get out. You know, in a year, you'd be home. Revolutionary War, the same idea. Civil War, the same idea. The kids
never quite works out that
ever,
way.
That fought in them all thought they would be home, you know, within a year. Which was an illusion. You got home in 4 or 5 years, maybe.
If you were lucky.
Yeah, now if you study the Revolution, they all thought they were going home. In fact, they'd sign up for just so long, you know, and they thought they'd go home. And there was that thought that the war wouldn't last long, and maybe we wouldn't even get involved right there after graduating to the degree that we'd have to go overseas. You know, the thing would all go away and you can go home. But the more you got involved, the more you realized you weren't going home. Yeah. You were going somewhere else, right?
Now, there are certain things about Washington and Lee that aren't necessarily unique, but they're pretty close to unique. And one of the things is the honor system. Do you remember how you first learned about the honor system and what it meant to you while you were there?
Well, you just absorbed it. Now, they had a freshman camp that you would go to, and it was optional, and I didn't go to it. I just went, Billy and myself, we were, you know, prep school guys. We knew, we didn't need any of that stuff, and we just went directly in, but you became absorbed in it. In other words, we didn't have that, what was it, 2 weeks orientation, I think it was. But we got there in the deadline to when you had to be there. And You certainly knew about it. Not only knew about it, but knew all about it. Huh?
Okay, we were talking about the honor system?
Well, golly, I think WNL should exploit that, the honor system and Washington and Lee. In other words, to me, they've never really taken advantage of their heritage, other than the chapel and the old houses and all that. But that, I feel that they've never emphasized Washington enough at WNL. That was, I mean, the $50,000 he gave was a lot of money in those days, and the school might have not existed, probably wouldn't without it. You know, Liberty Hall, they were in trouble, and he not only gave his name to it, which was terrific, more than the money. And I think with Lee having come to WNL after the war, they became so absorbed in Lee, who was perfect, you know, there wasn't a crack in his, that's what's kind of sad about it. They made him such a hero, he's hardly human.
That's not good.
And did the same to Washington, I guess, but I think Washington's coming out now is a very human sort of a person. And WNL should exploit that fact that here was a person that, for instance, in the history I've read of Washington, the latest book, they mentioned WNL just one time, and it said that he gave his money, the canal stock, to some little inconsequential college up in Virginia. Well, that made me mad, because that's not true. I mean, it's not a little nobody college. It might be a little nobody college because we've never really taken advantage of the fact or exploited the fact of the money that was given to WNL by Washington and Washington himself. Washington, to me, in college, was a secondary figure, kind of off in the distance, whereas Lee was it. Washington was perched up there, but old George, you know, he was there, but he was almost a myth, you know, whereas Lee was the patron saint of the school, and I think he should continue to be, but I think of the two, Washington's status ought to be even at least equal or even a little more so than Lee. Because I think in the future, the image of Washington will be more valuable than the image of Lee. Lee was a great guy, the greatest guy of his century, in my opinion, but he was a loser. He lost. Washington won. And when history's finally written, why, I think our association with Washington has been underemphasized. And, concerning the two, maybe Lee was overemphasized.
And, that's a very interesting point. Very well said, too.
Yeah, and we ought to get more of Washington in the chapel and in the little museum. And Washington was really a more interesting man than Lee. He was something Washington was. He could, he controlled the extreme right and the extreme left all in his cabinet and took advantage of their abilities no matter where they were, and he's about the only guy in the world that could do that. I mean, he could use Jefferson, he could use Hamilton. He could use all in between. And he wasn't one-sided, he was a centrist. And was a very, very, he used intellectuals, even writing these speeches, but he was in awe of none of them. He was really a kind of a leader, you know, that was, he you what, he didn't have all the PhDs. He hardly had a grade school education, but he was country smart, and he knew how to handle people, and he knew how to lead a nation. And he was the glue that held this country together. It might well have just fallen apart, easily fallen apart without him.
Well, he needed you Lee, for a spokesman.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's going to get me.
He's
going to get a lot of the rest of us too.
We're gonna.
Yeah, we should get Washington really back into the picture in a big way. After all, it'll be he died in 1799 too.
Nice coincidence of years,
yeah,
there, isn't it? Yeah,
coincidence of years, and you should emphasize that.
Yes, yes.
Because Washington, and he's becoming an enigma with people. They don't know who he was. They're taking him out of the school books, and Washington and Lee should lead the, be in the vanguard of getting him back into the school books. You got to be an activist to get in the school books of some kind,
With you and Jim Whitehead at the head of the charge,
we'll get him back in there where he belongs.
George will do just fine.
And he was a very human person too, very human. Interesting, very interesting.
Well, I know we need to wind this up, but there's one time I would really like you to tell me about. What was it like to be at the dedication of the Warner Center?
Well, it was great. I loved it.
How'd you find out about it? When did they tell you they were going to do
it? They just hardly told me at all. They really didn't, but I would accept the dedication. I really didn't think, you know, Doremus Jim and all that. It was great. Washington and Lee will be here all forever as far as I'm concerned. They'll always be those that love it. You know, what's that song yet that goes, you know, whether friendships fail or friends be few, we'll love thee still, our alma mater, our dear old WNLU. I think there's real heart in that, you know. College friendships, I think they called it. Yeah, people remember that. And you remember your friends, some of them fail. And some of them, you know, friendships failed and friends be few, but you still look upon them as friends.
Now, you're not taking me to that day, though.
Huh?
Tell me about the dedication of the Warner Center.
Well, really, I don't care about the dedication of the Warner Center much. What I want to do is to maybe help WNL recognize their heritage more, and let's have a dedication of maybe some Washington paintings or something like that that I'd give them. I'd love that much more than the damn gym myself. Yeah, we got to get some art appreciation there. And I think art, by the way, is going to be a big thing in universities. Every school I go to are all extremely interested in. I think it's due to the country becoming more mature, and art becomes more important in people's lives. Young people, my grandson is just crazy about art.
Yeah, I should think so.
God, he just, you know, he's just little, just barely eight, and he'd go to this artist, this fella here in town that paints, you know, just as a hobby, and he sits down there and talks to him. He said, "I'm interested in art. Would you show me some pictures?" And the artist was telling me about it. He said Kate was just like a client coming in there, and he said, and he'd show him some and what he was interested in, what he wasn't. He said, "I saved my money that my grandfather gave me last Christmas, and I'm interested in buying a piece of art." And this guy talking to me, and he said, "I then said, well, this picture's real nice, but this one might appreciate and value a little bit more than the other one." And he said, Cade said, "Well, I'm not interested in appreciation and value because I don't intend to sell any of my art."
That's marvelous.